Hola, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But anyway you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante y yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by
Dancing Crew, Trip for Two, Nail the Final Interview, Game with Doug, Brand New Mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome once again. Today's episode is going to be amazing. Of course, I say that all the time. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. If you're just joining us now, my name is Marty Angel. I am your host, and I help the Latina and bilingual mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is a thorn in a lot of people's side. We're going to talk about the elephant in the living room. Influencers. The importance of keeping influencers honest. Yes, it's true. We all know what an influencer is. We didn't even know what an influencer could possibly be. But now, ahora en este día, we absolutely do. In fact, how many of you, raise your hand, myself included, have actually bought things because you saw somebody talking about it and saying that they liked it or whatever. And you bought it. Here's the thing though. The importance of keeping these influencers honest has come to the point where we need to stand firm. As consumers, we need to stand firm. In this day and age, we are ready and very willing to buy from influencers on social media. We buy from strangers, but we don't buy from the people we love, the people we know. How many of us, if we looked around, know somebody in our small circle of influence that actually has a business that sells either network marketing, digital products, whatever it is? You know, the thing about that is that why do we buy from influencers, people we don't know who are paid megabucks to sell us, really, they're selling us, as opposed to the small business person, the microbizpreneur, the mujerpreneur who is, you know, putting her heart and soul and hoping that you buy from her. So here's what I believe. I believe it's time for us to keep those influencers honest. Now, I want to say that not all influencers are dishonest, but many, many are not truthful. And by being dishonest, it can leave a bad taste in the mouth of those of us who are out there doing our best to be the best entrepreneur that we can be, the best and most honest mujerpreneur that we can, you know, honestly be. We work hard. We think about what is it that you really want so that we can service you. And yet, it's so interesting. We're quicker to buy from an influencer we don't know than somebody we do know. And many influencers on social media sell various products and services, many of which they have not even tried themselves or purchased themselves. Here's the deal. I myself am an influencer, but I only share products that I purchase myself. Nobody shares and gives me free products so that I can talk about it. Now, if you want to give me free product, okay. But the truth of the matter is I have such an integritous person. I'm so anal about this that if I don't pay for it, then I'm not going to, and I don't like it, I'm not going to talk about it. If I pay for it and I don't like it, I'm not going to talk about it. If I pay for it and I like it, I'm going to share it. That's the truth of the matter. And here's the truth. If you didn't understand this, if you did not know this, social media is aimed at the middle class. There are a lot of upper class people that are not on social media. And, you know, and so it is aimed at the middle class. It is aimed for those of us that are already strapped financially due to inflation. But, you know, we're also the most easily influenced. Middle America is the most easily influenced. And so what we see and hear influencers talk about or share on social media is usually something that we are going to probably say, that's kind of cool. I want one of those. And we are more apt to buy than somebody who is, you know, making $275,000 or above. So where is middle America? Middle America stops at $275,000, $250,000. Anybody making over $250,000 is no longer middle America, right? So anybody making from $50,000 to $275,000, that's middle America, right? And so the sad part, like I said, is the fact that social media is aimed at middle America. It's aimed at the middle class. And yet the middle class is where we are taxed more than anybody above 275. We are taxed at a higher rate than most billionaires. And we also are the ones that are targeted the most for, for fraud and things like that. But when we see these influencers talking to us and trying to convince us to buy this makeup or that makeup. And, you know, and then they say, I bought it. I like it. And it's not true. You know, that's false advertising and it is consumer fraud. And it is up to us, middle America, to say, yeah, no more. So it's our responsibility that we take to heart the importance of keeping influencers honest. Now, I know that I'm not going to get a lot of brownie points for saying this, but you know what? That's how I roll. I am raw and I am real. Ever since I can remember when I was getting my master's degree and I wrote against the 2-year, against teachers getting tenure after 2 years.
I mean, it goes in violation of the word. The word tenure means 10 years. And that's why we have such poor teachers. I truly can say that because I've been in the education. I've been all the way through the ranks, all the way through. I saw the most horrible teachers as a principal and as an, you know, assistant superintendent. I saw the most horrible people. And I really believe it's because we give it to them too easy. Tenure should not come after 2 years. Anyway, that's for another story. But let's talk about the importance of keeping influencers honest. Truly, that's why I'm here today. I'm an influencer, but I will share only that which I purchase and which I truly, truly love. Example, I bought this hat full price, not half price, from a local. I'm also all about buying local, small business person who is honestly trying to do his best at making a brand for himself, right? So it's important that we understand what's happening out there and that we take a stand to make sure that we, that those influencers are not committing consumer fraud. Now, in Spanish, hoy en este día, estamos listos y muy dispuestas a comprar a personas influyentes, los que les decimos influencers en las redes sociales. Puede que no compres a nuestros amigos. Casi, si conocemos a alguien que tiene una tienda, casi por lo regular, estadísticamente, no compramos de su tienda, no compramos de personas que conocemos, pero ahí estamos para abrir el bolsillo y tirar el dinero, como decía mi padre, tirar el dinero como loco, nada más porque un influencer que tiene muchos seguidores ha de saber más que nosotros y por eso le compramos. No puedo ser más directa más que, amigas, tenemos que ver la importancia, tenemos que ver la importancia de cuidar que los que están influyendo digan la verdad, ¿ok? Digan la verdad. Ahora, quiero decir que no todas las influencers son deshonestas. Pero muchas no son honestas. En realidad lo que están enseñando, lo que están compartiendo, ni lo han tocado, ni lo han comprado, ni lo han tratado ellas mismas. Pero alguien les está pagando para que les digan y les dan una hojita y digan esto y que hace esto. Y luego estamos allí para pararnos y decir, wow, vamos a comprar de esas. Lo que pasa es que deja eso un mal sabor adentro de la boca de aquellas de nosotras que realmente hacemos, disculpen, hacemos nuestro mejor esfuerzo para ser mujeres empresarias, emprendedoras honestas. Muchas personas influyentes comparten en las redes sociales varios productos y servicios, muchos de los cuales aún hasta la fecha no han probado ni comprobado honestamente. Y yo digo que compartir experiencias personales sobre un producto o servicio es algo que no debe ser engañoso. Es algo que tú debes de hablar de tu experiencia. Yo soy influencer también, quiero que sepan, pero yo les digo, yo tengo un contrato que les dice, yo voy a comprar el primer producto. Por ejemplo, estos sombreros. Este sombrero lo compré a precio regular de un joven que está tratando de hacer su negocio. ¿Por qué? Y me dijo, se lo dejo en descuento si habla de ello sobre las redes sociales. Dije, no, yo así no trabajo yo. Yo voy a comprar el primero. Si me gusta, yo hablo. Y si no, no voy a compartir. Pero muchos de los influencers no tienen esa ética, ¿verdad? La parte triste es que las redes sociales están dirigidas a la clase media. Si tú haces de 50 mil dólares a 250 mil a 275 mil dólares al año, tú estás en la clase media. Tú estás sujeta debido a la inflación que tenemos aquí. Y a otros costos que otras personas no pagan. Entonces, estas influyentes, saben eso y a nosotros somos su mercado con ese producto o ese servicio que nos están tratando de vender, que ellas mismas no han comprobado ni probado personalmente. Pero eso no lo están diciendo, no lo revelan. Así es que nosotros pensamos, oh, mira, esta chica, que tiene 1,000 seguidores, compró esto y lo está usando y le gusta. Yo creo que lo voy a usar. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué hacemos eso, chachas, hermosas, mujeres? Tenemos que empezar a darle la manita a las otras personas que honestamente están tratando de vender o de hacer un negocio, de vender sus productos y sus servicios. No debíamos de ayudar a esas influencers que nos están mintiendo porque estamos comprando con la publicidad engañosa, porque nos están engañando. Nosotros estamos pensando, ok, ya trataron esto, nos están compartiendo, son honestas. No, están allí hablando porque les pagaron. Esto es claramente un fraude al consumidor. En inglés, so what do we do? What do we do? As a consumer, as a good consumer, we need to really take to heart, as I've said before, the importance of keeping influencers honest. So many of us are buying all these gifts and things like that, and things are falling apart, they're falling short. So what do? We need to ensure that we ask the influencer if they have actually tried the product themselves. We can add it in the comments. Have you tried the product themselves? Did you purchase the first product, at full price? Do you have I even asked one influencer, could you please send me a video of you actually using the product? Because she was talking about it and it looked so good and holding it up and all of this. And she tried it a little bit on her hand. And I'm going like, no. I want a video of you using it because you're talking about that it removes the wrinkles in the eyes and all this stuff. And I'm going like, I need some of that. But let's be honest. We need to understand why this is happening. We need to understand that social media giants like Google and in the Facebook and the Instagrams and all of those big names, social media giants pay money to have influencers speak about their products without really requiring them to use it personally. So you're much better off buying from a friend who owns a business, who is a network marketer, who is a digital service provider, than buying from an influencer. I know I'm not going to rack up the brownie points, but now here is some stats for you. You know that as a professor, as a retired professor, I love stats, teaching algebra and stats for business. I want you to know that I'm not the only one stating this. Many states are now filing settlements with the Federal Trade Commission for fraudulent statements. Yes, my friends, amigas, chulas. For example, here in California, I love California. I love our Attorney General. I love the Attorney General also in Hawaii. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, today in partnership with the Federal Trade Commission and other state attorney generals announced settlements against Google and iHeartMedia, resolving issues of fraudulent advertising, resolving allegations that Google paid DJs and podcasters and influencers and predominantly at our iHeartMedia, and to offer misleading personal endorsements of the Google Pixel 4 cell phone, even though they hadn't tried one themselves. And they'd never even used the phone. And this goes on and on and on and on. And this is just one example through all the social medias. Imagine that. And on a smaller scale, the influencers on social media also violate these with misleading words that they say they've tried things, but they really haven't. And these influencers get hired by, you know, small business people to share a product that has perhaps been sent to them, but they didn't use it. I know. I have a couple of influencer friends that tell me, you know, I get so many products, I just write it on the list and I don't really use it, but I know what to say because they tell me what to say. It's like, woo, that's not me. That's not my cup of tea, right? But I think the time has come where we, middle America, need to stand strong and understand that we have a duty to keep these influencers honest. Creo que ha llegado el momento de mantener a estos influencers honestos. It's critically important that you understand that we cannot be brainwashed anymore. You can't allow yourself to be brainwashed anymore by influencers that are lying to us. And like I said, not every influencer is lying to us. Many, many, many are honest and beautiful people. But it's our due diligence as consumers, as middle America, to really protect ourselves and say, okay, show me that you have tried this and ask questions. What's the texture like if it's a cream? What's the texture like if it's, you know, if it's something else? You know, ask questions. Questions will always lead you to the correct answer. That, my friends, is why it's so important that we stay together. We stay together, we stand up for what's right, and we keep each other, you know, accountable and honest and make way so that we can all thrive and have an equal playing field in the business world. It's critically important. It's so important that we do this. So my friends, let me ask you, drop me a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, I want you to drop me a comment before and say, yes, I understand the importance of keeping influencers honest, and I'm on it. I'm on it. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, this audio podcast, I want you to stand tall and make sure you find me on social media, MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And that's Marty with an I, because Marty with a Y is for a guy. That's what I always say. Send me a message, send me some love, ask me a question. I would love to answer. My friends, if you liked this, you know, this topic today, and you want me to talk some more about this and ruffle some more feathers, let me know, right? Send me a DM. I want to share, you know, topics that are going to help you rock your six figures, but also topics that actually deal with, you know, business practices that are going to help you be a stronger consumer and a stronger business person. So if you're watching me on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit the bell so you know you get notified when I'm on here. And if you are listening to me on the podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, make sure you find me on social media, drop me a DM, send me some love, and I will answer personally. I still do that. I answer personally. So as always, mujeres, gracias por estar aquí. Búsquenme en las redes sociales. Si les gustó este tema y quieren más, por favor, díganme. Si me están viendo en YouTube, acuérdense de suscribirse y darle click a la campanita esa para que cada que esté aquí, ustedes se den cuenta. My friends, have a beautiful, beautiful day. And as always, I am so incredible.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.